FM 90.3 WJTL, sixpence none the richer, Carol of the Bells, Finding Favor, Christmas on the Radio. Good morning to you, Liam and Fred, with you. Happy Thursday, 7:19.
As the sun rises, looks like there's a few clouds in the sky, but, well, depends on the window. It always depends on the window, doesn't it?
Yeah, it always does, yeah.
Looks like there's going to be some sunny skies all day today, however, with a high of 41. Tonight, clear skies, low 30. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, high 51. Over the weekend, warming up just a tad. Mostly sunny, high 52 for Saturday and Sunday. Cloudy with a chance of some rain, high 53. Right now in Harrisburg, 25 degrees. In Lancaster, 24.
Our friend Patty Estep is here. She's the executive director of Anchor Lancaster. Patty always brings us presents. She brought us coffee and goodies this morning. But what you really bring is that spirit of Christmas, mm-hmm. and the love and enthusiasm for our community, mm-hmm. and the people who are in need. And I love that about you. You always bring us great stories about how God is at work in Anchor. Any great stories come to mind this morning?
Sure, I'd love to share that. We see God's hand every morning as we work with the multitudes that come. We serve about 125 to 175 people a day. And some of the needs are very small. Some of them are very great. Recently, I had a person whose pants were just so big because they were given to them and they weren't, you know, tailored for them. And we did not have a belt that day. And so we found safety pins. And so it was just about safety pins, a very simple thing that God used to bless someone. And so I helped them use safety pins to keep their pants up. So it was just a simple thing.
What a blessing. I'm curious, what does a breakfast look like at Anchor this morning?
Great. So we crack between 35 and 40 dozen eggs most mornings.
Wow.
And so it could be scrambled eggs with cheese, and then next to it could be scrambled eggs with ham. And or you could get your ham separate, and then there might be sausage or bacon. We have fresh fruit every day. We have cereal, juices, coffee.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a full breakfast, and they're welcome to have as much as they want.
And I suspect for some of these folks, it's their only meal.
Yes, that is true. Some friends are coming off a third shift job, and this is their meal for the day, or they have a part-time job in the afternoon, and they'll miss the free meals that are offered at lunch and dinner.
Right.
And so breakfast is their only meal.
Wow. Let's talk about some of the stats. I understand homelessness is really growing, not just in the big cities, but in our area.
Yeah. So there is a homeless count every year. Last year's count showed that homelessness is up 500% in our county.
500%?
Yes.
In our county?
In our county. And I would say on average we're seeing 25 to 30 new faces every week.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Well, there's no affordable housing. I mean, rent has skyrocketed, mm-hmm. and so is housing. So it's difficult. Tell us a little bit about what it's like for a senior who's on a fixed income to try to find a place to rent.
Absolutely. So many of our friends who come are on a fixed income, whether it's Social Security or a disability check. And most of the time, that's around $800 a month. And affordable housing, you just can't even touch that.
No. That's amazing. So you guys every day make breakfast for folks Monday through Friday. You also have other services that you give them as well. Remind us of that.
Absolutely. So anybody is welcome to come to breakfast, whether they're housed or not.
Right.
But our shower program is strictly for our unsheltered neighbors. In the summer, we do about 40 showers a day.
Wow.
This time of year, we're doing about 20 showers a day. In the summer, people come every day. This time of year, they're coming maybe every other day.
Right.
We also have a day center where they can come and be out of the elements and have coffee, charge their phones, use the restroom, work with our case manager. We also offer limited laundry service.
Which is amazing.
Yeah. It's expensive to go to a laundromat.
Yeah.
And so it's another way that we can help them.
And I understand that you guys will be open and serving on Christmas Day.
Yes, we will. We are there Monday through Friday, no matter what, year round. And so Christmas Day, we will be there. And it really is a joyous day to know that we can serve them on Christmas Day.
Yeah. Where are you guys located? Tell us where downtown.
That's great. We rent space at First United Methodist Church on the corner of Duke and Walnut Street in Lancaster City.
And with all the services you're providing, I imagine volunteers are a key to doing what you do.
Absolutely. We use about 60 volunteers every week. That's about 10 a day. And most people come a certain day, like they're on the Monday team or the Tuesday team.
Right.
We also need volunteers, and I'm actually looking for someone, on Wednesdays around 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning to help unload the donation that we get from Central Penn.
Okay.
Every Wednesday.
Wow. Yeah. If folks want to volunteer, find out if somebody's saying, I'll do that, how can they get in touch with you? What's the best way?
Great question. So you can go on our website, and you'll want to email Kelly. It's assistant@anchorlancaster.org.
Very cool. Check it out, anchorlancaster.com. Kelly@anchorlancaster.org. If you want to volunteer, you guys are going to be at Clipper Magazine Stadium. Tell us about that.
Great. So we have a Christmas tree there. It's just a beautiful event. You can go in for free, walk around, and vote for your favorite tree, which I hope is Anchor Lancaster.
Oh,
each
awesome.
Vote is $2.
That's awesome. Patty, we love having you here. Thank you so mm-hmm. much for coming.
Thank you.
Many blessings to you this Christmas and to the team that you're serving. I think that's awesome.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. AnchorLancaster.org is the place to find out more information. Back to the music we go. This is LCBC Worship
Jesus
on WJTL.
Man in one